You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Welcome to The Lighthouse, a ministry of Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. And now for today's message, here's Pastor Chuck Longworth.
Many of you no doubt remember that back in the fall of 2008 that my son Jeremy and I and Jeremy's two children, Elliot and Laurel, were involved in a serious rollover accident that totaled the car. I had a broken back and a cracked sternum, and Jeremy had more serious injuries, several broken vertebrae, and his left lower leg was broken in several places, and his ankle was crushed. During the time that we were in the hospital for almost 2 weeks, and during that time, the Lord gave me Psalm 27 to meditate on and to read. And I'd like to read that to you this morning. This is the opening passage. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? When the wicked came against me to eat up my flesh, my enemies and foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army may encamp against me, my heart shall not fear. Though war may rise against me, in this I will be confident. One thing I have desired of the Lord, and that will I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord and to inquire in his temple. Or in the time of trouble, he shall hide me in his pavilion. In the secret place of his tabernacle, he shall hide me. He shall set me high upon a rock. And now my head shall be lifted up above my enemies all around me. Therefore, I will offer sacrifices of joy in his tabernacle. I will sing, yes, I will sing praises to the Lord. Hear, O Lord, when I cry with my voice. Have mercy upon me and answer me. When you said, seek my face, my heart said to you, your face, Lord, I will seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not leave me nor forsake me, O God of my salvation. When my father and my mother forsake me, then the Lord will take care of me. Teach me your way, O Lord, and lead me in a smooth path because of my enemies. Do not deliver me to the will of my adversaries, for false witnesses have risen against me and such as breathe out violence. I would have lost heart unless I had believed that I would see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart. Wait, I say, on the Lord. And we tag that with the seventh verse of 2 Timothy chapter 1, which says, for God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and of love and of a sound mind. And so we look around us today, and we see a lot of panic-stricken people over what is known as the coronavirus. And some people, when that's their choice, that's not, I'm not putting them down, but some people are wearing masks everywhere they go. And there are a lot of other things that are happening. People are panicking because of a an infection that is actually less dangerous overall so far, less dangerous than the flu. The flu kills more people by far than what coronavirus has even come close to.
This is Pastor Brian Longworth with Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. You've just listened to a short excerpt of a sermon we recently preached. To listen to the entire message, visit our church website, covenanttabernacle.com, or our church Facebook page, Covenant Tabernacle World Outreach Center. We hope you enjoy the next program of Faster PC Radio, where you can get your computer questions answered. Welcome to a Faster PC Radio. I'm your host, Brian Longworth. This is a new show on WCNO, but it'll be heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour. We are here ready to answer your computer questions. So if you have computer questions, well, give us a call so we can answer them. 772-340-1590 is the number into the studio. We can answer your questions. We also are streaming this show live to our Facebook page. And you can also not only watch the show, but also not only hear the show, but also see the show. That means sometimes you'll be able to see into the studio here. You'll be able to see into the studio at the radio station. And you'll be able actually sometimes to see my desktop screen where I can show you the steps that I go through to resolve computer problems. You can also, from the Facebook page, type your computer questions into the comment section if you don't want to give a call to 772-340-1590. Now, to get to our Facebook page, you go one of two ways. Either go to facebook.com, search for a Faster PC. We have just under 23,000 likes. You can also go over to our website, which is at afasterpc.com. That's afasterpc.com. Click the link to listen to a Faster PC Radio. That'll take you to our Facebook page where you can see the show and hear the show. Now, if you want to give a call to or contact a Faster PC, we're located at 7190 South US 1 in Port St. Lucie. Remember, when you have computer problems, remember that a Faster PC solves computer problems. Facebook account, you can create one. If you don't want to use your real name, you can use a fake name. It doesn't matter. But listen, we're ready to answer your questions. Also, it gets even better because in the shop today, we have technicians standing by ready to work on your computers. You can bring your computers on in, 7190 South US 1, right next to what used to be Johnny's, right next to the brand new Dollar General. And remember, when you have computer problems, you need a Faster PC. All right. Hey, we're here ready to answer your questions. Give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. I did want to let you know we are going to be talking. We're planning on talking. Of course, we'll answer your question on any subject. But we're planning on covering some of the issues that people are facing with the coronavirus, and how people are actually some of the people are actually working from home right now, and or doing certain things from home, like even ordering food from home, or in addition, we also have seen some people maybe for the first time actually having a doctor's appointment from home via Skype. And of course, we're connected to the studio right now. And in fact, I'm actually here right now with Alan Love, and we're here ready to answer your questions. A lot of you know know Alan, and he's a good friend of, well, he's on shows on WPSL and WCNO. So say hello, Alan.
Hello, everybody, and especially to our new WCNO listeners. I've been monitoring. You're coming in loud and clear. Can hear you fine, and welcome, everybody. And, Brian, it's going to be a very interesting show because of the fact that what we're going to be talking about today is the essentials of how to get through this coronavirus.
Yes, of course, we're not going to be giving you medical advice necessarily. I don't think Alan...
Technical advice.
Yeah, Brian. Alan, you're not a doctor and I'm not a doctor, but we are here ready to answer your computer questions and talk a little bit about some of the ways that we have been able to help our customers and those out there. And, you know, if you're out there listening, you don't even have to be a customer of ours. It's fine. We will answer your questions and help you out, help you navigate some of these things that we're going through right now with the coronavirus. I know one of the things that was announced, and I'm a member of the Christian MediShare. And you may have heard of that. It's a medical sharing, similar to insurance, but it's really not insurance because there's no guarantee that my bills will be paid. But every month I share someone else's bills, and if I have medical needs, then my needs are shared by others as well. And we've been involved in this for many years. And we were in when I first got married, I signed up with another organization that was similar. I don't think Christian MediShare was around back then, but I signed up with another similar organization. And but one of the things, the reason I'm mentioning it, one of the things that MediShare has that they actually came up with and I'm not sure that they came up with it, but they do provide this service where you can actually, with your phone, you can use Skype and you can have a doctor's appointment. And I heard President Trump speaking just recently, and he said that they're going to cut out some of the red tape and some of the regulations that would prevent that from happening, and they're going to allow regular for everyone in America to be able to speak to their doctor on via Skype using a phone or a computer or a tablet, a smart device. Of course, we can, you know, you may not even know what Skype is. We'll try to explain that throughout the show today. But have you had any of these medical appointments that way, Alan?
No, I haven't, Brian, but this is a participation show for people to talk and ask questions. So I'd just like to give our phone number. It's 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. Just call and ask Brian any questions you have regarding technology. That's our subject today, how to use technology to get through this coronavirus.
Yeah, so one of the things that we see happening quite often, we do have some people are being told to stay in their house. In fact, there's even rumors that they may say that for everyone in the state or most of the people in the state. One of the things that we've seen is that, you know, people are having to maybe learn some new ways of doing things, or how do you get groceries when you're being told not to go out of the house? And of course, one of the things that has happened, and we've covered this on a faster PC on some of the previous shows, we've covered some of the various services out there. Of course, some people get to a place where they can't drive anymore or just don't have a car. Maybe they can't afford a car or maybe they're just not physically capable of driving anymore, but they get to a place where they can't actually drive. And so at that point, they either take public transportation to go to the grocery, take an Uber ride, which again is going to use some technology. A lot of times, well, you're going to use an app to actually page the driver. Of course, there's Lyft also. Don't want to be exclusive to one particular company, some people get a friend or a relative to take them. But also, in addition, one of the things that we've seen is that there are a host of delivery services available today, and many of those delivery services, they'll deliver. If you want to get takeout food, you can get takeout food. But you know what? If you want to get your groceries, you can actually get groceries on some of these apps. And we have some customers that are older that maybe don't understand everything there is about technology, but they've learned how to use some of these apps, and they're able to go into the store, to the app for the various whatever, you know, if you want to shop at Publix, if you want to shop at Winn-Dixie, if you want to shop at Walmart, if you want to shop at Aldi, whichever place you want to shop, there are locations where you can actually, there are apps that you can go to, and you can actually order your groceries, pay for them, and have them delivered right to your house. And this provides a huge, huge blessing and a huge impact for those who, you know, again, some of our customers have been using this before the coronavirus, but you're going to see more and more people starting to use these. So what do we mean when we talk about an app? What is an app? When we've mentioned Skype, we've mentioned the various apps that you order for food to be delivered to you, for either from a grocery store or from a restaurant. And many of these the restaurants, in fact, the restaurants, I believe, I did see some of them are still open as of last night. I'm not sure when the order actually took effect, but I did hear that the governor was actually ordering that all establishments were needing to, all restaurant establishments were needing to close down, with the exception of a drive-through or a delivery service. So you know, this is something that's going to become more and more prevalent. And of course, if you're in, and I know, Alan, you're in the high risk group, right? You're
absolutely.
You're a little bit older, and my parents are older as well. So, you know, they're saying, hey, don't go out if you don't have to. And some of the stores have special hours for people that are seniors, typically at the beginning of the hour. So we'll be talking about this throughout the show, answering some of your questions. And of course, you can ask your questions on the live Facebook video or by giving us a call at 772-340-1590. And we are here. We're ready to answer your questions, and we want to help you navigate through maybe some of the technology and some of the ways that you may be able to deliver this. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio here on WPSL 1590 on your AM dial. You're listening to a Faster PC Radio, which is heard every Saturday in the 10 o'clock hour right here on WCNO 89.9 FM. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back to answer your questions. If you have computer questions, please give us a call, 772-340-1590, 772-340-1590. You can also type your question into the comment section on the live video happening right now at our Facebook page. You can head over to Facebook, search for Faster PC, or go to our website at fasterpc.com. Click the link to listen to a Faster PC, and you'll be able to see the show and hear the show. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems. A faster PC can solve any computer problems, from software installs, viruses, spyware, malware, to those annoying pop-ups, to QuickBooks, Medisoft, and Softin support. From wireless networks to hardwired networks, from small networks to large Active Directory networks and multi-site VPN networks. We can also connect all of your network-capable devices in your home or office, and we provide on-site and remote service. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1, next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie, and on the web at
www.fasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, our number is 772-878-5978. Again, that's 878-5978. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. In the midst of these uncertain times, a Faster PC shop remains open to repair computers 9 to 5 Monday through Friday and 9 to 2 Saturday. If you can't bring your computer in, a Faster PC can come to you. And we can fix many computer problems remotely without requiring any in-person contact. A Faster PC is also working to help our customers set up remote access so that employees can continue to work and be productive from home. Computer problems?
The Faster PC
solves computer problems. A Faster PC is conveniently located at 7190 South US 1 next to the new Dollar General in Port St. Lucie, and on the web at
www.thefasterpc.com.
That's www.afasterpc.com. For more information, call 878-5978. Again, that's 772-878-5978. Even in times like these, when you have computer problems,
the Faster PC
solves computer problems. This is Brian Longworth, your host of A Faster PC Radio, and we're back ready to answer your computer questions, but we can't answer your questions if you don't give us a call. Our number is 772-340-1590. That's at least the number to get your questions answered, 772-340-1590. A Faster PC Radio is here ready to answer your questions. You can also watch the live video where you can hear the show, see the show. You'll be able to see into the studio. Sometimes you'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems. And you'll be able to type your computer questions into the comment section. You can head over to our Facebook page. Just go to facebook.com, search for A Faster PC. We have about 23,000 likes. You can also, if you visit our website, afasterpc.com, you can click on the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page, where, again, you can type your questions into the comment section, and we can answer them live here on the radio right now. Now, in addition to that, I did want to let you know that today is Saturday, and on Saturdays, we have special things going on here at A Faster PC, including technicians that are standing by ready to solve computer problems. So we're open today until 2 p.m. And of course, we're here ready to answer your computer questions as well at 772-340-1590. Again, 772-340-1590. Computer problems? A Faster PC solves computer problems.
Or just head on over to our Facebook page. You can get there one of two ways. Again, you can either go directly to Facebook, search for A Faster PC Radio. You'll be able to see the steps that we go through to resolve computer problems, because sometimes we'll be able to actually to show you our screen. We'll be able to show you those steps that we go through. You can also ask your questions there. You can get there another way, you can go to our website and click the link to listen to A Faster PC Radio. That'll take you directly to our Facebook page, where you'll be able to hear this show and see the show. Now, one of the things that we do, we try to alert you to various scams that are going on. And we're gonna do this. I mean, there are a lot of scams that are going on right now. You may have heard about these. Some people even knocking on your door and telling you that that they are certified to give screening for the coronavirus. And actually, one of the things that is happening is they're not certified, and it is a scam. The police have notified, and you have to watch out. You also have to watch out. There are some scams that happen. And a lot of times, the people that are doing the scams, quite often, they will be actually quite often preying primarily on the elderly. And we have a lot of retired people in our listening area, and also a lot of customers that are retired. And you want to be aware. The PS Port St. Lucie Police is actually asking people to be aware of online scams. There are fake websites for corona case updates that mimic the John Hopkins site. The link and page activate malware keyloggers. What a keylogger is it actually logs every key that you type. So if you have a keylogger installed on your computer and you actually go to your bank website and you type your username and your password. Now, to get to your bank website, what do? You type the address or you click on a link. But what's going to be sent across the internet is the website, and that's all going to be captured. And then you're going to type your username, and then you're going to type your password. That will all be captured by a keylogger. The keylogger then phones home. And unlike ET, when the keylogger phones home, they're sending your whatever you have typed, which again may include your bank credentials, your broker platform credentials, these types of things. They're going to see anything that you type. They're going to send that over to the hackers or the scammers that are crooks that are trying to prey on you. So when you see a link in an email, you want to be very, very wary of it, even if it came from one of your friends. One of the things that some of the scams do is they'll actually look at your if they infect one of your friends' computers, they'll actually send themselves out to your computer. So what they'll do is they'll send themselves out to everyone that's in the address book of your friend. And so you want to be very, very leery. Even if you get an email that says it's from one of your friends, it couldn't even be your friend, but you might want to verify it, but also verify the site. Make sure you're not going to one of these fake sites. In addition, one of the other things that they have actually suggested here is that you don't want to click on links from an email. You don't want to download unknown files and update security. Update your security software. You can also look for the sites. You could do your own search for the sites, and when you do your own search, the cdc.gov. That's actually the official site. There's also JHU, which stands for John Hopkins University. .edu. That's the John Hopkins official website. So those are two legitimate websites, and you want to make sure that you're not being led astray. And what these scammers will do is they'll create a website that actually looks like the same website, and in this case, it looks like John Hopkins' website. So we'll actually go there. But I know you look like you want to say something, Alan.
I want to ask you a question, Brian.
Yes.
There are major corporations out there, and there are sites that look like they're legitimate. But then you see one that says, like, I'm just going to use the example, Amazon official site.